This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Mark Thomas, principal at Beverly High School. And Mark, first up, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Mark, I'd like to have you talk about the school cell phone policy. You guys implemented a new policy not all that long ago. Get a little update on the history of it, the background behind it, the formulation of the plan. I know just in the news as we're speaking today, Lowell's announcing a plan. Lowell High School, Swampscott implemented a new plan at the end of last year, actually probably started in January of this year. So what can you share with us about the decision to implement a student cell phone policy at Beverly High School?
Yeah, well, certainly a timely topic with, you know, with the news around the Lowell, especially with their new implementation. But for us, this is not something that's new to us as far as an issue that, you know, distract students from their learning. And some students are able to separate and do it well. Other students developmentally just aren't quite there yet. And so in the past, we've always treated this as a classroom management issue and let teachers kind of have some, you know, a little latitude in how they handled it with an overarching kind of protocol in place where if it did impact student learning that, you know, they could go down the road of pursuing a disciplinary issue or working with an assistant principal to kind of work through it and come up with a plan. So that's been in the works for a while over the last handful of years. The more research we found was really kind of came from a core of we found some research that let us know students really were successful in engaging in their academics completely when they were the phone was not on their person, when they did not have it in their pocket buzzing or in a bag where they could hear it. And that's a challenge. To just ask a student to do that is not easy. So what we implemented in the over the summer, and I'll talk about the rollout of that, but really what we did was each classroom has a what we call a cell phone box or a cell phone locker, and when students enter the classroom, they deposit their phone in that, and at the end of class, they take it back. So they're in between classes, they're able to access their phone, and then at, you know, lunchtime and things like that, you know, common times, they can access their phone as well. So we felt like that was definitely a big step in the right direction as far as helping put some parameters on this challenge, but also giving the students some ability to work on self-management around that, you know, by giving them the phone class to class, whereas the alternative is some programs have it locked up for the day or something along those lines. We wanted to work with our students and build their capacity to really really be able to function with the cell phone in some way. So from that end, what we did in the summer, my administrative team did a lot of work on this around parent communication. We really tried to communicate to parents and looking for partnership with parents, and overwhelmingly parents were on board with this. They, you know, they see those challenges at home as well. And, you know, we working through some parents that had some concerns about that, maybe access to student and kind of walking them through exactly how that might look. And really the overwhelmingly the parent end of it was really supportive. So students knew coming into the school year what we were going to be doing, and you know, from the teacher end, which is an important aspect, they were completely bought in on that. We as a school felt this was a necessary step, and the teachers have really kind of owned this and worked well through the parameters we've set up, and they're the ones, you know, day to day in the trenches doing this, and to be honest with you, it actually went off better than we thought. We were anticipating some friction with this. You know, anytime you're changing the way something operates, there's going to be people that said, well, this is the way we used to do it, and now this is different, this has changed, this is hard. And overwhelmingly, students did a really nice job responding to this, and I always brag about our students that, they really trust us and have a good partnership with us when we do stuff like this. And they might not have been super happy with this, and but they also overwhelmingly went along with this. And some of the feedback we actually got, along with some of the the negative or whys, or could we do it this way, or can we earn this? And so after talking through some of that, some students actually reported back that this was helpful to them to be able to separate from their phone and really just kind of shut that end of it off. That, because it was a challenge to separate from the social piece of the cell phone and the messaging that goes on through apps and such. So from that end, our big goal as a staff was to be consistent with this. And I've said from day one, the biggest piece of this is, if we're consistent with this, this will work. If we're not consistent, we're going to be making each other look bad and putting each other in some compromising positions with the policy. And teachers have really answered that and done a really, really wonderful job on that. So overall, it's gone well. There's obviously pieces you negotiate along the way, but we're pretty happy with where we're at with it right now.
You know, I want to follow up on, you had mentioned the term self-management for students, learning about that. And you kind of just touched on that. Actually, you did touch on that just a second ago. But what have you found about that? In other words, you mentioned some students like it. Is that, are students now taking this other places and maybe not using the phone as much? Have you heard anything like that at all? Maybe not.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But I think... I think what it does help students realize is that, when you have access to it all the time, I don't think you realize how invasive it might be. Mm-hmm. And even with best of intentions, you don't realize that. And so being able to see the difference between having it out and not having it out, having access to it and not having access to it, I think that it's at least creating a capacity within them to see, like, okay, I can do this. Like, I can put this down for a period of time and come back to it, and it's okay. Like, things aren't, there's going to be things I can catch up on or see or scroll through, when I get back to it. I don't have to have it in the moment.
Well, I worked in schools, Mark, and I think that every single teacher would kind of like, oh my gosh, this is a good idea, doing something like this, just so they don't have to fight that fight in their classrooms. It's kind of an automatic, proactive kind of thing as well. I'm wondering if the hallways are kind of quiet now over at Beverly when they change classes, because they're all checking up on their phones. Maybe not again.
It's something that we definitely anticipated, that there might be, you might see kids being maybe a little, a few minutes later to class because they might get sucked in during that time. And again, I really have to compliment our students. I mean, they've responded well to it and are still doing what they need to do. And although I when you roll something like this out, you try to anticipate where might some of the potholes be, and that's one we identified, but it was not one that actually was as significant as I thought it might be.
I have just one last question, really, would be, is that, I like the idea of the policy where, as you were mentioning earlier, you're not taking it away for the day. They can check in. I know parents today are communicating with their kids far more during the day. Back then, when I was in high school, you'd leave in the morning, and luckily you'd be there for dinner at night, but that would be it,
right,
mean, for communication during the school day or extended school day. But I do think that it's all pretty reasonable, and I think the kids do need to have, in this day and age, that check-in with whomever, during the day, with the way it is these days. That's the reality.
Sure, and as a parent, that was a helpful perspective for me. My kids aren't high school age, but they're getting there, and as they get more involved with different activities, just communication about that type of stuff, needs to happen. You know, just coordinating rides alone, right? And so it was a good perspective for us to look at as well.
Absolutely right. Pickups and all of that stuff, jobs and things like that. Finally, Mark, have you heard from other districts? Have they kind of tried to pick your brain and get your insights on policies and moving forward? And what else can you share with us about others? And let me just say one other thing that for our listeners, that every school has the cell phone issue. Every school does, certainly every high school, and that it came up before the Board of Education and the commissioner spoke on it this past year as well. So it's a huge issue. So have you heard from other districts in the area or around?
Yeah. So in the Northeastern Conference, we have a wonderful collaboration with all the principals. We meet regularly and talk about, you know, issues that come up and, you know, how are you tackling this? How are we tackling this? So we're in a lot of communication with each other around best practices and cell phone policies are definitely one of them. So, there's a wide range on how people handle it, but, it's definitely a topic we address a lot. Yeah.
Mark, anything else you'd like to share with us, either in particular on this topic, the cell phone topic, or anything else I didn't really ask you about that maybe you do want to share?
No, I think, like I say, I mean, the biggest piece, and I really have to compliment my administrative team for the steps they took to help roll this out in the follow-through that they've done with individuals and teachers, and the teachers and the students really responding in a positive way. And anytime you put something out like this, you're kind of throwing a little bit of caution out there that it's going to go smoothly. And we're very appreciative of our faculty and students and families to partner together to make this work.
It does sound like you're getting the payoff that you really hoped for. You know what I'm saying? That's the final analysis, right?
Yeah, I mean, so far so good. I might be on a few dartboards at home, but that's okay. You know, we're working through that. And, but no, in all seriousness, we're very pleased with how it's gone. So
no, absolutely. All right. Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Great talking with you and hearing from you. And we appreciate all the information you've been able to share with us.
Appreciate the time, Bill. Take care.
Yep. Mark Thomas, principal, Beverly High School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.